This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. American capitalism is no stranger to the phenomenon of private equity, firms that invest in or more often buy out a company, tune it up, and turn it around in the hopes of a tidy profit. Chinese private equity, however, is a less familiar enterprise. For a long time, those kinds of investors came from outside of China, but now there are big firms financed and run by Chinese executives inside the country. That's because, as we've said, I can't tell you how many times on this program, the Chinese middle class is growing, as are the opportunities that that presents. Marketplace's David Gura was in Shanghai not too long ago. He filed this report.
It's dinner time in Shanghai, and Ji Xingxian and her friends are at Pizza Express.
It's probably one of the most tasty pizza restaurants I've tried in China. It instantly surpasses pizza from Pizza Hut and Papa John's.
She says she's a big fan of the carpaccio.
Their raw ingredients are very fresh, and they have pizzas with Chinese elements, such as roasted Peking duck pizza.
Pizza Express is a chain, and it does what's called premium casual dining. Each restaurant looks modern and airy, and there's an open kitchen. It was founded in London a half century ago, and today there are around 500 restaurants worldwide, including 22 in China. The plan is for that number to grow. A few months ago, a Beijing-based private equity firm bought the chain for $1.5 billion.
The private equity industry in China has come of age over the last 20 years and is now a very substantial component of the economy.
Tom Manning did business in Asia for 2 decades, and now he teaches at the University of Chicago. Last year, private equity deals in China totaled $70 billion, up more than 100% from 2013, and a lot of that investment was in consumer products. For years, Chinese private equity firms invested millions in mining and manufacturing. For the most part, they weren't interested in restaurants and retail. But that has started to change.
The consumer products area is a great example because in many cases, the market is just being built out.
And that's thanks to the size of China's middle class, how much it's grown recently, and how much it's expected to grow. Paul Swinand is a retail analyst at Morningstar.
China's middle class growth, even at a less than expected rate on an absolute scale, is going to be huge.
He is talking about 500 million middle class consumers in China in 5 years' time. Just think about that and that purchasing power. What we're seeing, he says, is a shift. For a long time, the focus was on Ferraris and Fendis.
Now, other aspirational luxury brands like Coach have gotten a lot stronger relative to their, quote, higher-end competitors.
These are brands that are expensive, but not as expensive, that still say something about the person who's bought them. Aspirational luxury is the sweet spot Chinese investors are trying to target as they're scouring Europe and the United States to identify brands that could appeal to a new class of consumers.
The people with purchasing power just love to have Western brands.
John Zhang teaches marketing at Penn. He says there are companies that make good money off of that cachet, licensing Western brands, what he calls defunct Western brands, to Chinese manufacturers.
You don't really see London Fog very much here.
London Fog has been around for almost a century. A company bought it out of bankruptcy almost a decade ago.
But you go to China and some manufacturer will buy that particular brand and use that particular brand to sell the product inside of China.
Retail analyst Paul Swinand says sometimes the closer you are to a brand, the more familiar you are with its history and how it's perceived, the uglier it looks.
A brand that maybe needs a little sprucing up or dusting off or repositioning could really be big in China.
A Chinese conglomerate just bought the American clothing company St. John. It also bought Club Med. The thinking is there will be many millions of middle-class Chinese eager and now able to travel. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.